So what else do you see as signs of Christmas? Anything Christmas music, perhaps? Who's singing Jingle Bells at home? Yeah, right? Christmas music all over the place. Well, Ian was right. It's not yet Christmas. Do you know when Christmas actually begins? When?
The 25th.
The 25th. He is so smart. You're on top of it. The 25th. So until that time, we are in the season of?
Advent.
Advent. He could do the children's sermon all on his own. It's true. We're in the season of Advent. I want to show you something. Everybody, if you're able, come on up here. So, Ian, you actually lit that candle there this morning. What is this, friends?
Candle.
One candle, four candles, right? Yeah. One candle for each week till Christmas. So for every Sunday, there are four Sundays in the season of Advent. We'll light one, two, three, and four candles. This is an Advent wreath. The tradition is you can have one of these at your home as well. How many of you have an Advent wreath up? No. I'm going to encourage you to start. How many of you? Yeah. So I'm going to encourage you to go home and begin a different tradition with your family if you are willing. Just find four candles. They can be, you know, the most simple candles ever. In fact, simpler the better. They don't need to be this fancy wreath and fancy candles, but you can. You can sometimes make a green wreath at home. And every Sunday you light one more candle. And when you do that, you're preparing yourself for the celebration of Christmas, so that we don't miss this waiting, preparing time. What's your question? Lots of candles, and they're fake. Well, you can have four of the electric candles, too. Yeah, put four of them on your table, and you can create your own Advent wreath, but also be sure to not light them unless your parents are there, unless they're electric. That's okay. I have instructions on how to create an Advent wreath at home and prayers that you can use every time you want to light those candles. So let us pray now as we gather, and make sure you take one of these for household when you head out. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks for tools like an Advent wreath to help us to prepare. Help us to not miss this season of waiting and stillness as we await your coming again on Christmas Day. In Jesus' name, all of God's children said amen. Thanks for coming up.